Good morning. My name is Martin. I'm a member of this community. Lord, we come before you in anticipation of what you bring us today. Help us to wait for you creatively, expectantly, and courageously. To honour you with our time, love, and imagination. May we engage in the pursuit of you wholeheartedly, unreservedly, tremendously. Shall we say the prayer together? Lord God, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that, through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life which you have given us in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The reading is taken from the book of Ruth, chapter 4, verses 1 to 12. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat there. When the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, "Sit here." And they did so. Then he said to the kinsman redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest to you that you buy it in the presence of these seated here, and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me, so that I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am second in line." "I will redeem it," he said. Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth, the Moabitess, you acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property." At this, the kinsman redeemer said, "Then I cannot redeem it, because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it." Now, in earlier times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel. So the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it yourself." And he removed his sandal. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabitess, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from the town records. Today you are witnesses." Then the elders and all those at the gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. For me, this is a rather interesting coincidence to be given a passage which leads to a wedding when my own son married his fiancée last weekend in a church in Wensleydale. Or perhaps it's not a coincidence. A story which ends with a wedding implies a happy and prosperous future. It is a story which looks forward. But Boaz's marriage to Ruth can only be achieved if the person most responsible for the welfare of Naomi and Ruth can be persuaded to reject his responsibilities. And this is done through a sale of land and a rather curious ritual. This unknown relative is pretty initially quite keen to buy this piece of land until he learns that Ruth is part of the deal along with Naomi, a kinswoman of his. Ruth is of childbearing age and any children he has by her could claim the land he has bought. He risks buying only to give it away eventually. He's caught between like a bit of a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, it's his responsibility to look after these people. But Mosaic law also said that they shouldn't marry Moabites. They were forbidden. He has this problem of accepting a Moabite as kin through Elimelech's son who married her. It's not desirable in his eyes. And in sort of rejecting his responsibilities, it's a bit of a disgraceful thing to do. So it's hardly surprising, as one commentator said, that this person isn't named. And this is the remarkable thing about this passage, and perhaps the most important bit, is that Boaz, who has second claim, is prepared to accept her. And so do the elders and all who are watching. The story makes a radical shift in attitudes and a rejection of old laws regarding foreigners. It's as if this old Mosaic law is now outdated. The law has become redundant in the face of what they see They say Ruth, a kind and decent person, and Boaz, a very generous and respectable citizen. So let's pray together and remember that the only law which remains constant is God's law of love. So we pray for the strangers we meet to be open-minded, to be courteous and ready to help if need be. We pray for refugees fleeing war and persecution and famine. We pray that our country will always be willing to share the burden of responsibility to those in need. And for people in other countries where there is strife, for aid workers, for journalists, and people working for reconciliation. And we pray last of all for ourselves and for each other. Could we now have a short period of reflection to the tune, A Song for a New Beginning? Thank you for moving into our neighbourhood. May we bring housewarming gifts of tears, laughter, and meals shared. Father God, we are overwhelmed by your generosity and compassion. We welcome you into our homes, and we invite you today to disturb and unsettle us. As a new day gets underway in earnest, we stand together, amazed, confused, but also more than a little excited. As angels tell us, we are not to be afraid, for you bring news of great joy for all your people. Take us from here with that call living in our hearts. Amen. And breakfast will be served shortly.